happen. Okay, number three. You need to smile when you're on the phone. Get a mirror, put it in front of the telephone. This is so important. I can't even tell you. I've had people's closing ratios raised by more than 50% by smiling. It changes everything. Smiling changes your posture. Completely changes your posture. Smiling says, I know where I'm going, even if you don't. Smiling says, I'm excited, I have energy, and I'm going over there with or without you. That's what a smile says. A smile says I'm approachable. A smile says that I'm interested. That's what a smile says. And listen, conformity happens through the telephone. You smile, they smile. If they don't, get off the phone. If they're negative, goodbye. You're looking for a fast 15-second no. You're looking for the quickest way to get off the phone with somebody who is negative, draining, not interested, and filled with excuses. Don't waste your time there. So make sure you smile on your phone, and how you start the phone call really makes a big difference on where the phone call goes and how well it goes. Number four, you need to have energy while you're on the phone. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a spaz like me. You know, there is a reason for the way I talk, the way I do. I'm half Nicaraguan, a quarter Italian and Irish. That's just hot-blooded, okay? When I get excited, I talk faster. Well, some of you, let's say, are German. Let's say you don't have all that hot and spicy stuff inside of you, and you don't have that kind of high energy level. I'm not saying you have to have my energy level. I shouldn't have said that. I know I'm going to hate mail on this one. My husband's German, by the way, and he does get excited. But you got to raise it up just a little bit. Have a little bit of energy. Project while you're on the phone. And make sure that your tonality is confident. Even if you have to put that on, put it on. And then you'll see that you like the way it feels and then decide to keep it on. Just like your favorite pair of jeans or sweats. Actually, in this business, I think it's boxer shorts is what people talk about building their business in. Okay, number five, you need to realize what you're not. And that is a salesperson. You are not a salesperson. This is not a telling and selling business. You are a business developer. When you realize that you are not a telemarketer, that you're not a salesperson, then all of a sudden you have to have a whole different game plan. Most people, when they get on the phone, it's interesting. I've coached many people. I do one-on-one coaching, and I get on the phone with people, and I say, okay, I want you to recruit me. And guess what? They're like, oh, I'm like, hello. Why are you doing that? And this is what's funny, is they immediately sound like a salesperson. Now, what I want you to do is this. Record yourself. Listen to how you sound. If you sound like the telemarketer you hung up on last night, change your format completely. Change what you're doing, because you do not want to come across as a salesperson, because they're immediately guarding their checkbook. They will not give you their credit card number if they feel like they're being sold. So do not be a salesperson. Brings me to number six, be yourself. Very important for you to be yourself. If you're yourself, then your guard is down, and guess what? That's the way you led into the call with a smile. Your guard is down. Guess what? Theirs is too. You want to build a relationship with a person, and this is what I call friends first. I learned this many, many years ago, that when I get on the phone and I'm being myself, the whole goal is to build a friendship with the person on the other end of the phone. I start my conversation off in a very friendly way, and that builds trust right away. If they trust you, they're going to join you in this business venture, in this enterprise that you are building. If you're being yourself, they can tell. Come on, guys. You all know when someone's being fake, and you appreciate people who are real. You don't appreciate people who are not real. You don't appreciate people who are salesy, slick, snake oil type, sales type people. In fact, I had an email come across. This man who spent 26 years in sales, been to every very expensive, I mean, Tony Robbins, he's been to Tommy Hopkins, I mean, you name it, he's Zig Ziglar, he spent just a fortune in his sales career, got a hold of these 10 CDs from North Carolina that I recorded last September, and his sales have gone through the roof, sends me this email saying, I am no longer a slimy, slick salesperson. He says, I have done terrible in sales for 26 years. In 8 years of network marketing, has had little to no success, and here this guy just got it. He absolutely got that he was not a salesperson, learned how to build a relationship, and how to build a relationship, his closing ratios have skyrocketed. He said that he's having fun on the phone, that people actually like him. He's not getting people hanging up on him anymore. And I know all of you don't like that feeling of trying to sell someone or saying everything right. Be yourself. Just totally be yourself, which is why I encourage you to get 1,000 cheap leads. Because by the time you get through a few hundred of them, you are being yourself. You're comfortable with yourself. You found your flow, and you get good at it. And then you watch your numbers actually go up. So you need to build friends first. You need to build trust by building a relationship with this person and truly being genuinely interested in what they are interested in. When you can focus on the needs of your prospect, they feel like you are serving them and they can't help but hand you a MasterCard. And get started, obviously, because you're filling their needs.